all of you here this morning and to be reminded of our purpose in assembling by the things that we have just finished singing. This week I've been thinking especially about the grace of Jesus and how in so many ways it is the only answer that this life can possibly have for us. That in a world in which there is so much wickedness and so much sin and so much pain, and when every one of us must one day face our own deaths, unless, of course, the Lord returns first, in a world that is shaped by these things, Jesus is the only answer that we can possibly have. And so it's appropriate for us this morning and every morning to turn our attention to Him. As I've gone through life, I've learned a few things about people here and there. And one of the things that I have learned is that the only way to have a group of people in which everybody sees things exactly the same and has exactly the same views, the only way to have a group of people like that is to have a group with one person in it. That just as soon as we introduce one more person, differences of opinion are going to start arising. I've heard it said that churches of Christ are especially given to these differences of opinion and even to contentiousness. But I don't think that's accurate. That when I look around at the religious landscape, while it is certainly true that we have